The state government is expanding its metropolitan boundary for rideshare services in the Adelaide Hills from December, they say, to boost transport options and tourism in the region. But it is news to the chairman of the Country Taxi Association, the CEO of Des's Cabs, Chris Brom, who joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And this has come as a bit of a shock to you, I hear.
It is a bit of a surprise. We're under the impression, or we certainly were involved in a consultation process or review that the department and the minister had commissioned that started 18 months ago or thereabouts, early last year, and we made submissions to that. I know that the Taxi Council SA have not heard any progress about that submission or any of that review, and nor have we. And so when they come out with something that significantly changes some rules, We're kind of left a little bit flat. It's like, what's the point of consultation if you're not going to tell the industry what you're doing before you go ahead and do it?
Right. And what would your concerns be with the expansion of the metro boundary for rideshare services, which is like Uber and Ola and those kinds of companies?
Well, the concern in the first place is that there's absolutely no consideration being given to the livelihoods of those people who are up there already working. Our taxi business in Mount Barker has been there for 50 years. We've currently got about 30 taxis and 45 or so drivers who are really doing the best they can do and struggling. And instead of the government wanting to help the existing operator, they open up to the rideshare guys to come up there and take away our work.
Right. So if they are struggling, why is that?
Struggling to recruit drivers because in the current market, people don't really want to drive taxis more than anything else at one level. At another level, because of the bureaucratic processes and hurdles that they have to jump through to get to become a taxi driver. It's almost impossible to become a cab driver from scratch and get your accreditation in less than 3 months. And that's just a really hard hurdle to have to jump to get drivers to put them on the road.
Whereas there's a different rule, isn't there, for rideshare drivers?
Well, I'm not sure how different the rule is about how rideshare drivers get on the road or not, but I do understand they get on the road a whole lot quicker than the guys do that want to drive a taxi.
Yeah, so there are a few more hurdles that you have to maybe go through. It's more of a deregulated system, isn't it? Those are the Ubers of the world now.
It seems to be a whole lot easier for them, yes.
It sounds like there's a bit of an issue with it not being a fair playing ground for taxis and rideshare services. But people in the hills will probably be pretty stoked to hear that there are more options. I know I've really struggled to get a taxi in the past in Nan, for example. So it's a bit of a broader issue.
I'm not at all going to stand up and try and suggest that the taxi industry is doing the best job in the world. There are those hurdles that are in the way to stop us, and anything that enables people to get a ride home makes sense. But it still comes down to what's going to make economic sense. And I would have to wonder about how many rideshare drivers that will get up there and how much of a difference it will make. But I do know that it will make a difference to the earnings of my guys who are driving cabs now.
Mm. And for those listening who might be enticed to get an Uber, for example, instead of calling a Country Taxi, a Des's cab, what would you say to them? Why would you encourage them to get a cab with you?
The biggest difference between taxis and rideshare is that you know what you're getting into. You know a taxi because it's identifiable, it's dressed up as a taxi, it's got a camera in it so that whatever goes on in the taxi is recorded between the interaction between the driver and the passengers, and it's got a GPS to be tracked. Now, the rideshare vehicles don't have cameras and are just somebody's normal car. So from a safety point of view, I would suggest you get in a taxi.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I would really love to be consulted on some of this stuff a little bit earlier. You know, you could almost say to me, Minister who? Trying to get communication from the minister or from the department or any feedback at all for the taxi industry, it's almost like they have decided that taxis don't matter anymore and so they're just going to ignore us. And that's really frustrating, and that's not fair to the people who are driving the taxis and who are really, really, really busting their backs to get out there and take people home when they can at all hours of the day and night. And I suppose the other thing on top of that is that what the taxi industry does is provide a wheelchair service. So within our 30 vehicles in Mount Barker, we've got 8 of them that are wheelchair accessible. So we're looking after those people, and the rideshare people don't look after them either. So I don't know. I think that, you know, support your locals who've been up there supporting you. And if we've let you down as a taxi business and then use rideshare, and I'm more than happy for you to do that.
Chris Brougham, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jenny.